Well, hello, everybody. It's time for Radio Labyrinth. I don't know why I'm talking this way. It's probably got a little bit of frog in my throat.
Yeah, it rained again on Sunday. Can you believe that? Can you believe that? Mm. Raining on a Sunday. It's insane. It's absolutely insane. At least the power didn't go out for last week. It was 25 hours. Wow, 25 hours. I'm Lightning McQueen.
Tim's got his little shirt on. Do you follow their Instagram? They just posted a description of their burger of the day, and it makes me hungry. Just the description. There's no picture or anything. Yesterday, it was a pimento burger.
Where, at Littles?
Yeah.
You can't go wrong. You don't need a picture of it. Just trust, as they say on TikTok, trust the process. Whenever you watch somebody watching someone else cook something, okay, I'm going to trust the process. Some guy that I follow. And do you know who I'm talking about? Does anybody know who I'm talking about? He watches other people make things as a chef reaction. It's like, okay, well, you don't put that in there.
He's not a chef, though.
No, he's not a chef. Okay, but he's funny.
Yeah. He was like, he started out, he got such a huge social media following. Then Ellen brought him on.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, now he's got his own show, I think.
Oh, he's very funny.
Kellen something. I think his name's like Kellen something or whatever.
Yeah. We're going to trust the process. On TikTok, how about this lady? Have you seen? Everybody's so creative.
Yeah.
I love her. And then there's another guy that it's just called Chef Reactions, and he's very surly.
Yeah, I like that guy.
I like him too. Okay, this looks like shit.
What the hell are you doing?
Yeah, 0 of 10, but I would try.
Yeah, he just got his own. He just was able to quit whatever job that he was doing to be able to do that full time now. He was just put out a video. So now he's doing that full time.
I can't get. I'm stuck at 400 some followers. And I asked, someone, you know, a guy that Jeff and I knew in Mansfield, his name is Brad Stettler. He recently reached out to me on Facebook. I haven't talked to him in a very long time, and he's on TikTok. And he posted something with an app that you can download, and it'll tell you, and it's a free app from Cornell University. And it tells you whatever bird is making noise, and it'll, you know, like all of them are chirping at once. It'll tell you what they are. And I saw him do a TikTok about that, and now he's over 1,000. So I was like, how did you get all of these? And he told me how they did it. And it seems like an awful lot of work.
So yeah.
Scratch that.
You got to post every day, and you got to post, you got to like everybody that comments on your thing. You got to like it. Comment back.
There's also groups. But the reason I want 1,000 followers is so I can go live with Redbox. Yeah. But I really like TikTok. I don't know what happened to me. I don't know how I got into it. I guess because it's easy to curate. Easier to curate than Twitter and Instagram, I think. Although Instagram's getting better with the reels, right?
Yeah. Wait, did you hit your max views on Twitter today?
No, yeah. I don't like Twitter that much.
You're only allowed to look at 600 tweets unless you're verified.
I am verified.
Yeah. Well, then you can look at 1,000 then.
I mean, I don't know why he's doing that. He says it's to scrape. Elon Musk says it's to scrape bots and stuff. But anyway, I don't know that I believe that. I don't really care. You know, now that it's weird because 2 years ago, every blue check was annoying me. And now every blue check is still annoying me. It's just with different politics. So now the people who aren't, you know, verified or whatever with the blue check are pissing and moaning about the things. It's just the people still piss and moan. And then if you look at any thread, something has to be done because it's all crypto bots. So I made money. I did this and this. So he's probably bleeding money, but who knows? Twitter maybe it'll go away, but something awful will replace it. I'm sure. Like Truth Social,
Blue Sky.
Truth Social is horrible. I was able to get in there right away because I knew somebody who worked there, and I got verified right away too. But it ended up being just, I don't know, stupid Trump bots all of it. So it's not any better than Twitter.
And out of all the social medias, I'd say Instagram is my favorite.
I like it too, but I want them to have chronological viewing. I want to be able to look at things as they're posted, not we thought you might like this.
Yeah, but they're right, usually.
Well, they are.
They do usually show me things I want to see.
That's true. Dogs.
Food and dogs.
Food and dogs. And depending on where you live in the world, that could be one thing. Yeah, I didn't say where. Could be anywhere on any continent. It doesn't matter. I'm not singling anybody out. All right. This is season 8, episode 6. I want to thank our Patreon producers and such. So let's thank Tim Slayton, Brian and Chelsea Smith, Jeff Peterson, Jim Fortner, Terry Fuller, Chris Chandler, Roby Neely, Kevin Jackson, Mike D, and Matt Carter. Thank you guys very, very much. And we appreciate you being producers. How can you be a producer? Well, it's $25 a month. If you sign up at that level, you get a t-shirt. I'll mail you some stickers along with a DFT, which is a doodle from Tim. And I have a whole bunch of them. I need to find a place to post them. You can get a printout of any number of them that I've already done, or I'll do a custom doodle for you. It's that simple. And hopefully you'll like them like Roby and Kevin did. At least they said they did. I trust they did. How do you go there? Patreon.com/Tim Andrews. If you come into the $5 and above level, you can watch our Patreon only shows, which are anywhere from 10 to 15 minutes or less sometime, like this week. This time we're talking about Righteous Gemstones season 3. And at the end of it all, we put them out on our YouTube page, and everybody should watch our YouTube page and remember to subscribe and like and share and comment and even turn on that little bell. That'll alert you when there's a new show to watch. Dustin kicks ass at putting that together. It looks really, really good. And yeah. And if you're listening to us on Spotify or iTunes, rate and review us. And sometimes we'll remember to read them. Maybe. Right? Don't we? We haven't gotten any in a while. But when we do get them, we'd like to read them. And if you post some sort of review, put in there what kind of voice you'd like it read in. And I'll do it that way. Remember the old days when we did that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's bring that shit back. Okay, time for some plugs. Everybody check out Roby Neely's Chatting with Daddy YouTube page. You can find that. Roby and his son, they do fun things together and they talk about it. And it's a good family-friendly type of thing. Good for dads out there. Older dads like Roby and myself. He got a head start on me, but I'm an old.
You guys both got the beard going, though.
That's true. I think about shaving it. It's too freaking hot. Too damn hot.
Yeah, it is really hot.
What else do I want to plug? Oh, hey. Well, I'll talk about it in a second. Right now, as a matter of fact, if you like my radio show, or if you've never heard of it, I do a Saturday evening show from 7 to 8 p.m. on WSB. If you're in the Atlanta market, you can listen on 95.5 FM or 750 AM. Or if you're not in the city, but you can download the WSB radio app, you can listen to the podcast. It's also provided as a podcast every following Monday and usually with bonus content. I like to record the interviews and get as much as I can, and then I cut it into a little radio show, and then I, you know, put it out. My guest this week, I have two, Mark Schrenkel, who we've had on this show. Of course, you know him from I Am Shauna Ray on TLC, and you can now watch both seasons on Max. So if you have that app, you can watch both seasons and get caught up. He and Shauna Ray were out in Chicago at a convention, and he talks all about it on the podcast. So that'll be out this. Well, it's already out. And
the podcast will be out this week.
Yeah. Yes. And also you can follow him on This Day Cartoons on Instagram. And where you can check out his daily cartoons that he does about this day in history. They're very well done and they're very funny. And also you can check out Who Buddies. That's Who, B-U-D-D-I-E-Z.
Yeah, WhoBuddies.com.
That's right, WhoBuddies.com, but it ends with a Z. For all the cool puppets like the Rocky puppet that he did, well, Stallone, which is fucking amazing. And also the Redbox troll, which you can't see, but he'll be on this show later. Chris Centauri, who is the 3 to 7 guy on B98.5 in Atlanta. We talk a little bit about behind the scenes radio. I like to talk to people who are in the business every once in a while and, you know, find out how they got to where they got to. And it's usually a similar trajectory to how I got there, but without stopovers at Bob Evans and Fuddruckers. coming up next week, Josh Joplin, who has been on the show before. Josh Joplin will be appearing at City Winery on what, July 14th?
Yep.
July 14th. And he has a new album out, and we'll talk about his new album and his tour, and it'll be fun. So that's that. Okay. Oh, one more. Hey, our good friend, Mike Hall, at Atlanta Pizza and Euro is partnering with WSB Radio this year for the AFLAC Cancer and Blood Disorder Center Children's Healthcare of Atlanta Carathon. Now, this is an annual event that WSB has been doing for a long time. And from July 10th through July 22nd, a portion of sales out at Atlanta Pizza in Euro will support the Carathon, benefiting, as I said, the AFLAC Cancer and Blood Disorder Center of Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. And we'll be out there live, WSB. Autumn's coming into town, so she and I are going to work the phone banks and stuff. And it's going to be a good show. But, you know, we talked to a lot of different people, parents, survivors, people who didn't survive and their families, I mean. And there's always some really heartwarming guests, you know, kids who beat it 10 years ago or 20 years ago who are now involved and giving their time. So it's definitely a good charity. So tune in to WSB on the 27th and 28th of July to hear these inspiring stories from patients at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. And thank you for Mike Hall for being involved. He's going to be providing food, too, for our live shows at WSB that the Von Hessler Doctrine is doing.
Oh, Mike's such a good guy.
He is. He's really awesome.
Gave Dustin free pizza the other day.
Well, yeah, now I'm mad because Dustin gets to go in there.
Well, Ryland started back for the summer. Waiting there again. So I was picking him up last night, and Mike came out with some of his stuff from his test kitchen he was working on. So it was a new Thai chicken pizza that he's working on, and it was really good.
I bet you that was good.
Yeah, it sounds great.
What's the sauce? Peanut?
It's a Thai sauce. That's kind of the difference is this one's not tomato based at all. So it just has a Thai sauce with a grilled chicken and different kind of cheese too, but it's really good. It's different from most of his other stuff that he has.
His pizza is good. I like the crust too. And I need to get out there more often. It's really not that far from me.
Let's go play trivia.
I can't. I'm at work.
Mike, if we get that karaoke going on a Saturday.
Hell yeah.
We'll get out there and do a karaoke jam. That's what I really want to happen.
Come on and do the karaoke. Do the karaoke. Come on. What the shit?
But what are you watching?
Watching there.
What are you watching?
Okay, so what are we watching?
What are we watching?
What are you watching?
Jeff, how was Indiana Jones and the lady?
I thought it was great.
Yeah, everybody seemed to like it.
Yeah, it's better than
Crystal Skull.
Crystal Skulls, of course, and maybe better than Temple of Doom.
When was Temple of Doom? That's the second one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't like that one so much. Dustin, you like all of them, right? Did you see it?
Yeah, and I haven't seen it yet. We're supposed to go see it tomorrow.
Why didn't
there's
Karen
a lot
Black
of good short round stuff in that?
Yeah, that is true. But why didn't Karen Black come back?
Karen Allen.
Yeah, why didn't she come back?
She did in this one.
Oh, she did. Well, I meant in the sequel, the first sequel.
It wasn't a sequel; it was a prequel.
Yeah, it was a prequel.
Oh, see,
Temple of Doom was 10 years before Raiders.
Oh, yeah, they de-aged me.
They did de-age him for this new one. And for the beginning portion where they like retcon the story. So it makes sense. You know what I mean?
But they didn't de-age his voice. And that was what a lot of people are saying is an issue to kind of takes him out of it.
It's still Harrison Ford's voice. So
yeah, Devlin McGregor.
I mean, dude's 80. What are you going to do?
I thought it was great. And anybody that's hating on it is just being,
well, you can't tell us why they're hating on it without spoiling it. Dustin hasn't seen it yet. I'll never see it or won't until it comes out on video, so or wherever it streams.
Did you watch this last week's Always Sunny with Cranston and Aaron Paul?
No, don't spoil a minute. Oh,
that was hilarious.
Fantastic.
Second of it. I can't believe I forgot to watch it.
It's so good.
Second. All right. The reason I haven't seen anything really is because I started watching Succession.
Yay! I'm so excited, finally. We're Succession buddies.
And I'm on season 2. My God, what a great fucking show. I know why people love it so much now.
It's just so... Oh,
you guys watched it, right, Jeff and Dustin? Or did you guys...
I did not.
You didn't know?
I tried. I watched 5 episodes and stopped.
Really? Boring.
Yep. I didn't like it.
What's it on?
HBO.
HBO.
It's on HBO? No, I didn't watch it.
The Family Channel. It should be on the Family Channel. They're the worst family in history. I don't know how I got sucked into it. Eric was talking about it. Eric Von Hassel was talking about it. And all these years, Caitlin and I watched half of the first episode and we got bored. And this was when it premiered. We sat down and we watched it. And I think we both thought it was kind of slow and boring. And I never went back to it. And I just said, okay, I'm going to watch this first episode so I can make up my own mind. And I was hooked. I couldn't stop watching it. And now I'm, you know, on season two. And I just love it. They're horrible, horrible fucking people. It's slow moving sometimes, but who cares? Because they're just such dicks.
And the dialogue. I mean,
yeah.
What kills me is like none of that dialogue, none of it is improv. They read it word for word. And to know that every single thing that they say, and there's so much.
So it's over, right? Only four seasons?
Yeah.
All right. So I should be able to finish it by, I don't know. Eric said he was going to finish the whole thing on our vacation this week. I don't know that I'll be able to do that.
So Eric's really into it too, huh?
Yeah, he likes it. He's watching stuff he's never watched before.
Oh, well, same as me. You know, I'm on season five of One Tree Hill.
Okay, that's your opinion. Sorry. So anyway, I like it. But I do have to get caught up on other stuff. I did watch. What did I watch? I'm caught up on Alone. Everybody I like on Alone is, you know, tapping
Tim
out.
Tim keeps picking a person that he thinks is going to win every week. And that person gets eliminated.
The guy with the dreadlocks from Hawaii, he built this house. He put all this effort in. He was catching fish every day. He got fucking stomach ache and he leaves.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
It wasn't a stomach ache though. He was drinking water without boiling it. So he's obviously got giardia or something.
Yeah, dummy. Why didn't you boil it? I don't have time to boil the water. Yeah. Stupid house. So there's only a couple of people left.
I think there's seven people left or six.
Yeah. Well, maybe they should do the next one in France. Just drop them off in the middle of Paris and see
what. Here's an axe handle. Good luck.
Yeah, here's some weapons that were sent to Ukraine, who God knows how they got into their hands here in the middle. Okay, I don't want to talk.
Yeah, they're going off in France. It's like Bastille Day.
Yeah, yeah. Except it's more like I eat. Well, that's what you get for fucking with Northern Africa for the last 250 years. France, sorry. 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 A couple of just one other thing I want to talk about. There's this story going around, some viral story about Michael Imperioli, who a couple of days ago on his Instagram posted, if you agree with the Supreme Court decisions this week, you're not allowed to watch any of my stuff. Now, obviously, he can't prevent people from watching it, and he just meant it metaphorically.
What were the Supreme Court decisions this week? I really don't keep up with anything, so I
don't matter what they are. It doesn't matter what they are, because all right, I'll tell you what they were. They banned affirmative action at colleges. So you can no longer use race as a determining factor to approve attendance or to approve people coming to your school. Why? Because Asians were being discriminated against at major collegiate institutions like Harvard and UNC. They brought the lawsuit, but somehow it's everybody else's fault. Anyway, and see, I don't want to get into it because it's all about that. The other one was this stupid idiot baker who, whatever, I'm calling him an idiot because he's dumb. Because he's saying, I'm not going to make a cake for a gay marriage. Okay, fine. He has a right to do it because of his religious beliefs. You can't compel speech. That was the other one. You can't compel someone else's speech. That's a First Amendment, and that's what the Supreme Court said. But now it turned into a rollback of the rights, okay? But in reality, it's not. This guy is allowed to tank his own business. If you're dumb enough to refuse people because you don't like their lifestyle, then you're stupid. I get it. I understand you're free to be an idiot in this country, but that's really what it is. So I don't get upset about either of them.
So what did Christopher say? What did Christopher have to say about it?
Christopher posted on his Instagram, if you're for these things, you can't watch my show, listen to my show anymore. And in reality, I mean, just to step back for a second, because of what we're talking about was heavy. And again, we don't like doing that on here all the time, ever. But I want to say that, you know, to each their own, which is what we used to do here in this country before internet and people could fight all the time. So, you know, Michael Imperioli had said this in 1986. You might have read it in the paper or saw it on Entertainment Tonight, and then you never would have thought about it again. But what happened is he said it on his Instagram, and then all these news aggregators throw it onto social media, and people start sharing it, and then people, I don't like you anymore. Weren't you a criminal? Blah, blah, blah. Weren't you racist? Yeah, he was. He was on a TV show playing an Italian mobster. He isn't going to be huggy-feely, okay? Shit like that. I like him. I don't care what his opinions are. He's a great actor. He's a good writer. He's an interesting person. So I don't know.
Sucking up to him, not going to get you permission to watch The Sopranos again, though. I'm sorry, Tim.
I'm going to keep going. Get out of here. His own son can't watch it anymore. His son got arrested for spray painting and carving swastikas on the college buildings at his university.
Wow.
Vladim is his name. So. But again, it's just one of those stories that just went viral over the weekend. I saw that he posted it in the middle of the week. And I'm like, okay, because I follow him and just keep scrolling. And then you look, I looked at the comments, which is a mistake.
Fuck you, blah, 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 blah.
And then he has to sit and go through and ban people. Like, you're an actor. Why would you sit going through your feed and banning people or deleting comments? Just stick and move, buddy. Let's quote Southside Steve. Stick and move, man. Say your shit and keep it going. Who cares what people think? You don't have to care. You know, most of them are trolls anyway. Let trolls be trolls. People will reveal who they are, right? People will reveal who they are. You put a sign on your door that says, I don't want anybody coming in here. That's your idiocy. That's your idiocy. I don't want to make a cake. Okay. Well, lose money, foolish idiot. Fucking idiot. Okay, we're done. I don't want to talk about it. But that's the gist of it. You know, Michael Imperioli is free to think whatever he wants to think, just like you're free to think what you want to think. And if you post it someplace and it gets picked up by a news aggregator, the first thing you need to think of is Mad Max, that's bait. Always think about if you're being baited. I used to fall for it. I don't anymore. I don't get involved anymore, but that's bait. All you got to think about is that's bait. Don't worry about it. Too late to do a July 4th show, and I thought should have thought about that last week. So I thought, well, we're entering the dog days. We're not quite there yet, but we are. It's super hot in Atlanta. I don't know where you are. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about our favorite film and TV dogs. And I was looking today and yesterday, and we have our own, but we've had a lot of dogs in our lives since we've been little kids. We're Gen X has a lot of dogs. And let's start with Toons. And you guys, I'm going to read some off and feel free to jump in and tell me what you think of these dogs. Okay?
Okay.
Scooby and Scrappy.
Scooby, yes. Yeah. Scrappy, no.
I'm with Jeff on that.
Scooby, yes. Yeah. Scrappy, no. Why do you think they brought Scrappy in? To get the younger audience?
Yeah, he was Cousin Oliver.
Yeah, he was Cousin Oliver Dan.
Scrappy-Doo sucks. But there was also Dino-Mutt. Wasn't he a part of the Scooby-Doo? Or was he was with who? The Falcon?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was drawn by the same guy. So I think that's why he looked a lot like Scooby.
And wasn't there like a one?
The hillbilly yeah, cousin.
Scooby had a cousin. He was really stupid.
That's maybe, right.
But then we have Dino, who isn't technically a dog, but, you know, he was supposed to be the dog that the Flintstones had.
Definitely a dinosaur.
He was dinosaur, sir. Sure. But he was a dog. He was their pet dog, right?
I would only eat the Dino's vitamins and the Flintstones vitamins.
Really? Why is that?
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't like any of the other ones.
You didn't split Wilma apart? And-
Nope.
No.
That's what I did. Ooh, grape.
Was Wilma grape? Or
no, Dino was grape.
That's what I thought. Dino was grape. Mm.
They all tasted like shit.
No, Dino did taste a little different, I think.
Soap. All the shit tasted like soap.
It was chalky.
Yes, it was very chalky. Wilma. Next week, we're going to do cartoon ladies you would bang.
Okay.
Another one from the 70s, Hong Kong Phooey. And I forgot to write down his real name, but Hong Kong Phooey was, of course, the
number one super guy.
Yeah, he was the martial arts janitor dog working at a police station who would jump into a filing cabinet and fly out of a dumpster and kick ass as a superhero named Hong Kong Phooey.
Great theme song.
Yeah, number one super guy, Hong Kong Fooey. And that was Scatman Crothers.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Kick the can. Scatman Crothers, man. He just walked around shitting on people. Pluto. Pluto is Mickey Mouse's dog. I never liked Mickey Mouse cartoons ever. The only Mickey Mouse thing I ever liked was Fantasia. But I didn't like Mickey Mouse when I was a kid. I didn't really like Disney cartoons. Sort of like Donald Duck because he was a spaz. But I never got into to Disney. Did you guys like Disney when you were younger? Like,
yeah, it was all right.
I was a Looney Tunes kid.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, same. I didn't care anything about Disney.
I didn't either. I thought they were too boring. And
very.
Yeah. We have Spike. Spike being from the Tom and Jerry cartoons. I liked it when Spike was around. He also had a little nephew.
Yeah.
Spike.
Yeah. I liked Tom and Jerry was great because it didn't have a lot of dialogue. I liked the caretaker of the house back then. Thomas.
Yeah.
But they've lightened her up a little bit. Thomas, please come and do blah, 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 blah. Ren, of course, is a more modern dog that Gen X had in our wheelhouse. But Ren, of course, from Ren and Stimpy.
Stimpy!
Oh, yeah.
Astro, who was just Dino in the future and an actual dog. Astro was the Jetsons dog. How about this one? Beagle Beagle. Do you guys remember Beagle Beagle?
Mm-mm.
Beagle Beagle drove around Grape Ape.
Yeah.
Grape Ape.
Grape Ape, another cartoon that's unwatchable. I loved Grape Ape when I was a kid, but if you try to watch it, I wonder if this is any good. No. No. And what about that hippo that flew around in a balloon? What was that called?
Peter Potamus.
Peter Potamus. That was not good either. Neither is Magilla Gorilla. What was wrong with us? Why did we like these shows? Actually,
I didn't. I like the Laugh Olympics.
The Laugh Olympics, I can still watch that.
Like Muggsley.
Muttley.
The dog.
Muttley.
Muttley.
I have another one. Another modern one for us. Brian Griffin, of course, is probably, cynical prick like we all are. He fits in with us pretty well. Deputy Dog. I like Deputy Dog.
Yeah.
Those were funny cartoons. Droopy. I loved Droopy.
Droopy was the best.
Mm-hmm. Another cartoon that had to be cleaned up for the modern eye. Because anytime like you'd hand somebody a bomb, you're like a rich guy's giving him money, one, a two, and then the thing blows up and he's got the pick and
oh yeah
in 2 bits.
Oh yeah.
They're so racist. Goliath, kind of a douchebag, moralizing jerk off, always telling Davy what to do.
I don't think you should do that, Davy. I don't think you should push her down the stairs, Davy. Just the boyfriend. Well, Davy, you shouldn't jack off to tranny porn because you're so desensitized. If you wouldn't jack off 6 times a day, you wouldn't be looking at tranny porn.
I do not remember that in the cartoon at all. No,
that was a very special Davy and Goliath.
Yeah, well, I think only I got that.
Yeah, Tim's mom had that custom made.
No, in the 80s, they weren't as good looking as they are now. The cartoons I'm talking about.
Davy, you shouldn't smoke pot all the time. And you have a son now.
Yeah. Gromit from Wallace and Gromit. Those are nice little claymation things you can watch when you want to just chill out. I like Gromit. Huckleberry Hound. Huckleberry Hound. Hound is modeled, of course, after Andy Griffith. Lady Bird. You guys know Lady Bird, right?
Oh, yeah. Hank's dog. Yeah.
Hank's dog. Hey, Lady Bird. Lady Bird. And, of course, tied into the fact that they're from Texas and Lady Bird Johnson. McGruff. McGruff.
Crime dog.
The crime dog. I'm McGruff. That's not Sarah's dad. She gets in that car, you'll never see her again. Remember that?
Oh, PSA? Yeah. Here's like the Robert Stack of dogs.
Mm-hmm. If you get on YouTube and look up McGruff the Crime Dog's rock album, He put out an album, and it's so good. Like, every song is about each drug or each crime, and the one on cocaine is hilarious.
She don't like, she don't mind, she don't like cocaine. Mr. Peabody. I loved Mr. Peabody. Those cartoons are great. Come along. What was the boy's
name?
Yes, come along, Sherman. Mumbly and Muttley, I think, are the same dog, just a different color. Like, they were both pricks.
Yeah.
Odie, quite annoying dog from
Garfield.
Garfield. Let's see. Polly Purebred. Yeah. Polly Purebred. She was, wasn't she Underdog's girlfriend?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. There's Santa's Little Helper from the Simpsons. Snoopy, of course. How could I forget Snoopy? Probably the coolest animated dog of all time. Spike and Tyke. I already put Spike in there. So Tyke was his nephew. Spike and Tyke from Tom and Jerry. Sprocket. From, what's Sprocket from? Fraggle Rock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Underdog. Underdog.
Or, what was the dog's name who... on Foghorn Leghorn, were you not the thinker?
Oh, I left him out. Foghorn, I saw him. Foghorn Leghorn dog, barnyard dog.
He was just barnyard dog. And you left off somebody really great. Amber Gilpatrick actually sent me a little stuffed beanie. It was hers, and she knew how much I love Mark Antony. Mark Antony, remember with the little kitten that would be doing all the kneading on his back?
Oh, and he'd go, right. Yeah.
And then he thought Pussyfoot. The kitten got baked into the cookies.
Mm-hmm. Mark Antony and Pussyfoot. I remember. Mm-hmm. All right. So now we'll go and we'll talk about some TV dogs. You guys liking this? I like this. We don't do enough of this kind of stuff talking about
it. Yeah, no, I love it. It's fun.
Next week we'll do snakes.
Okay, sure. Favorite snake movies.
I'm trying to keep it.
Dirk Benedict.
Yes. Now that's right. Boomer from Here's Boomer, a failed TV show that I remember very well because it was on when I was like 9 or 10 years old and I watched it. Here's Boomer. He's just wandering around in your town like Bill Bixby. Brandon, who was Punky Brewster's dog.
Yeah.
Oh, Punky.
Such a cutie.
Oh, Punky, I'm glad I let you live with me. Look at how you've blossomed. Let's see. Buck, who was the first dog on Married with Children. Eddie from Frasier. Agent K-13 / Fang from Get Smart. Flash from the Dukes of Hazzard. Come on, Flash.
Oh, yeah.
The dog just laid there. Ghost. I mean, they had a bunch of dogs on Game of Thrones, but Jon Snow's dog's name was Ghost. K-9 from Doctor Who, which you really had to watch the old ones to know who that is. If you're watching the modern, I think he was only on once or twice. Muffet from the original Battlestar Galactica series, who was Muffet was a robotic Daggett, and Daggetts are what they called dogs in the Battlestar Galactica universe back then, and all of them were killed by the Cylons when they destroyed 12 colonies. So the scientists created Muffet, who was a robotic dog and, in effect, a Cylon.
And the weirdest looking toy you had ever got when you was a kid.
Yeah, with those weird twisty arms. And then
everything was made out of balls. There was no joints, so it was all just like the ball joint in every corner, and the eyeballs and ears and everything.
And there was a chimpanzee inside of that suit walking around. Maximilian from The Bionic Woman. That was her German Shepherd, right? It was a bionic dog. Rough. Oscar from Curb Your Enthusiasm is Susie and Jeff's dog. Lassie. I never really liked Lassie. Rolf from The Muppet Show. Tiger from The Brady Bunch. Triumph. Definitely a Gen X dog. Very, very. And a Wiener Dog from Norm. Movies, you got Beethoven with Charles Grodin. He was just, you know, really good. I wish I could do Charles Grodin. It probably wouldn't take a lot. Cigarettes are killers, Jack. Benji was a cool dog. I loved Benji when I was a kid.
Benji movies usually would end up fucking me up, though. I'd be crying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, especially when he got hit by the car.
Mm-hmm.
Then, like, they showed him a month later with all the flies around him.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't happen. He was an old heavenly dog, right? Chevy Chase possessed him.
Yeah.
Speaking of possessed dogs, Cujo, which I never, I wouldn't watch when I was younger because it was scary. Dogs are scary. Big dogs that are possessed by demons are scary. Einstein, of course. Einie, Doc's dog in Back to the Future.
Mm.
And the first time traveling dog in history. Sandy. I've forgotten Sandy. Who's Sandy?
Little Orphan Annie's dog.
That's right.
I just remembered a TV dog. Can I still say that one?
Yeah.
Oh. Yes, of course.
The Please Don't Eat the Daisy sheepdog.
I saw that one in there, but I never really watched that show. I remember when it would come on and I'd watch the little cartoon at the beginning and then I quickly would change it to something else like the news.
Yeah, me too.
But I do remember that dog.
Yeah, the dog. The dog was it. That's all I wanted to see was the dog and then I moved on.
Mm-hmm. There was a, what was the sheepdog in the Disney movies?
The Shaggy D.A.
The Shaggy D.A. Yeah. Yeah, that was kind of a cool dog. I always wanted a sheepdog after that, but I heard they're a pain in the ass to take care of. You don't see a lot of them down here.
Well, it's a working dog. It's really not a family dog.
A house
it's
dog, not, no.
No?
It's for herding. It needs to be on a farm.
Hmm. They have the long hair and everything? Yeah, you want the north. I see now that they're taking Bernese Mountain Dogs and breeding them with poodles. They're called Bernedoodles.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not... I was watching some YouTube videos about them, and you're like, you don't want to get one. Anyway, moving on. Are you Baxter from Anchorman? Every dog in Best in Show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Toto. And you know, I could have put Rin Tin Tin, but who the fuck knows?
It was a busy bee.
Yeah.
I can't find his fucking busy bee.
It's busy bee.
Go to the hotel and get busy bee.
See, there's
hazelnut,
peanuts, and
cashew nut.
All right.
Cashew nut.
Macadamia nut. That was the one that was sent her.
So, Jeff, who are your favorites?
Chomps.
They're not Chomps. What is Chomps?
The movie Chomps.
Do you remember the acronym?
Wesley Year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a canine home protection system.
Wow.
Wesley Year, who we've had on this podcast.
Right.
Stars in the movie. And he invents this dog, robot dog.
I remember Chomps. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's one of my favorites.
Okay.
I picked Otis from Milo and Otis.
Good.
I think Otis was the dog, right? One with Milo.
Yes.
And Hooch from Turner and Hooch.
Good call.
Big old wet mouth.
Oh, I like Steps.
My first one is Brandy from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Brad Pitt's dog.
That dog was the star of the movie.
No shit. No shit. That dog was great. And the way it minded him, how he talked to it when he's like, putting the food in the dish.
But the end, I mean, Brandy just tore everybody's ass apart.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that movie. I freaking love that movie. I love
Me
it.
Me too.
Dana Carvey loves it.
Yeah. I love it too. And my second one is, this was probably my first love of a dog before I even had a dog, was Petey from The Little Rascals.
I wanted a Petey dog.
I loved Petey. Yes. And then my last one, and for all, we'll always have a huge special place in my heart, is Speck from Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Yeah.
Cute as hell. Good call.
Speck was the best.
All right. Mine, Vinny, was played by Tony Sirico on Family Guy when Brian got killed by the car, got hit by a car playing
hockey. Oh, yeah.
And then Vinny came in. And what was his best line is, you tried. What was it called? You blew it. You tried. You blew it. He wrote a book like Brian did. And he was on for a couple episodes. Of course, they brought Brian back. But what great casting to have Tony Sirico in there from The Sopranos. Shithead from The Jerk.
Great. Oh, yeah.
Out there. You should call him Shithead. What did they call him on TV? Stupid.
Come on.
Stupid.
Oh, yeah.
And Muffy from Ruthless People. Because I think a lot of the of Ruthless People you see through Muffy's eyes. Muffy is the little poodle.
Oh yeah,
that,
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, that Danny DeVito's character hated while Bette Midler was sitting in the basement of Judd Nelson or Judge Reinhold and Supergirl's basement, anyway, it doesn't matter. But he keeps trying to get the different dogs to fuck with her. He gets a Doberman Pinscher, and I think the little Muffy ends up fucking that dog. I don't know, but those are mine.
Let's see. Mine are Jack from Tales of the Golden Monkey. He was a little Jack Russell Terrier that had the leather eye patch on his eye.
Yeah.
You guys remember Tales from the Golden Monkey?
I do. Mm-mm.
Yeah, it was kind of when Indiana Jones took off in the early 80s. They made a series in the South Pacific where a guy had a goose plane and he was kind of dressed like Indiana Jones. He was a treasure hunter. He had the little guy from Babab Black Sheep was his assistant. Yeah. And they spent the whole day, and the little dog that flew with him, and he had a little eye patch, little Jack Russell. He was cute. Also, E-Buzz was the dog's name, but it was the dog from Poltergeist, the family's dog in Poltergeist.
Oh, yeah.
And my final one was Darla. Now, Darla was Queenie from The Burbs. She was a little poodle that played Queenie that started the whole mess. It was also the same dog that played Precious in Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, wow.
And she was the same dog that played in Batman Returns. She was the Penguin's dog that had the purple mohawk. Oh, and she was also Speck from nice. Pee-wee's Playhouse.
That dog was super famous.
Jeez. Yep.
I think I got the wrong memo. You said dogs in movies, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I flipped it. I flipped it for real. Okay, you want my five?
Yeah, what are they?
Number five, Miley Cyrus. I think she probably smells like expired cheese, like all the time, even after a bath, man. Rosie O'Donnell, unpleasant to look at and listen to, not funny. Lena Dunham, you know? I'd number her if I had a time machine to season one, Girls, but not now. Renee Zellweger. Or like Bridget Jones' diarrhea. And then the last one, Kathy Griffin, Carrot Top but with smaller tits. So I did it wrong, but I think I got some others. Hang on.
I feel like you also did bitches.
Well, dogs, right?
Okay. That's what I was going to say. I think you did it right.
Steve Buscemi. Dom DeLuise. He's dead. Sorry. Sorry, Dom DeLuise. Power of the Dog Dog. Leslie and Bruiser in Legally Blonde 2. And Stan's dog, Sparky, from South Park. I don't know why. Why is it so funny?
Well, you redeemed yourself. It's not, I mean.
I'm sorry. I was going to say B. Arthur, but she's dead. Okay. So I want to do more things, okay? And I don't want to sound ethnic. I want to sound more like Fenster. Come on, give me the fucking money. But it's just hard to stay in this without getting into an accent, you know? So I don't want to do that because people might get pissed off. So I might do it this way from now.
No.
It's easier for me to do this. And it's less, because, you know, it's sort of Billy Barty-ish.
Do it as Sam Elliott, then.
You think Sam Elliott would look like this? I don't think so. Hey, they put me in a puppet. God damn it, Wyatt.
Hey, Chef, I'm your Huckleberry. Why, Johnny Ringo, you look like somebody just walked over your grave. Any other movie quotes? Hey, listen, I can do Fenster. Give me the fucking money, you cock.
All right, Wyatt, I'm getting the fuck out of here. Hey, I'd like to say thank you to Atlanta Pizza and Euro, our longest sponsor here on Radio Labyrinth. And thank you to Mike Hole and everybody at the restaurant, dude. Summer is in full swing, and they have some new local craft beers for you to enjoy, like Coors, which is a banquet beer, what a good pizza beer might be. Terrapin Brewing's Watermelon Goza. It's a tasty, refreshing sour ale. It's a thirst-quenching delight, served ice cold on draft. We added another tasty local brew, Sassafras. No. Creature Comfort's Classic City Lager is now also available on draft. They've also added Landshark Lager to round out their updated summer beer selection. Hey, Atlanta Pizza in Euro serves up the best freshly made Greek and Italian specialties around. In an authentic retro dive pizza place with a come-as-you-are family-friendly atmosphere where you can be the dude. Dine-in and takeout are both available. Limited delivery through Slash, DoorDash, Grubhub, Uber Eats, Pony Express, Rocky Dennis on his motorcycle. But I think you might be terrified if you answer the door and that guy's standing there holding pizza. Well, maybe if it's Eric Stoltz. Hey, if you're a business or a corporate client who's looking to book a food truck for your next private event or catered luncheon, contact Mike Hall at Atlanta Pizza and Euro by calling 770-483-6228. They're open for dine-in and takeout Monday through Friday, 11 to 9, Saturday, 12 to 9, and they are closed on the Lord's Day.
Hey, it's Sean Hannity. You have a commercial or residential construction printing need? Sure. Well, what are you waiting for? Contact LDI Repro Printing of Athens. Anyway, in Athens, Georgia, since 2005. With fast turnaround and affordable prices. Anyway, call them at 706-316-9366. Or anyway, email them at athens@ldiline.com. All right, Linda, do we need any kind of repro printing? No? All right, I'm going to go smoke a cigarette. I'll be back.
Is views.
Or.
And snooze.
Yeah, last week would have been Hijacked. Did anybody watch that yet? On Netflix? Idris Elba's new show? Where it's like it's kind of like 24, where it takes place in real time?
Mm-mm. No, I haven't watched it.
It's supposed to be good. Yeah, I haven't watched it yet either, but it's supposed to be good. I'm going to watch it. Warrior Season 3 came back on HBO Max. I watched all three of the first three episodes of Season 3. Warrior was made by the guy that made Banshee.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's fucking great.
A lot of fucking in it.
Yeah, there's some. A lot of kung fu and fighting and stuff.
Oh, where is it set?
And it's set in San Francisco, like the turn of the century.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, it's really good. And Witcher. I watched all of those, too.
Okay. I watched the first episode. It was really good. I'm looking forward to watching. I mean, there's only four more, so I was trying to pace it.
Then the rest will come later in the summer.
No, so, just without Cavill?
I think he's in the final half of the season, and then that's it for him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's going to be Bond, right?
I don't know. Have they said?
It keeps going back and forth. But yeah,
what I keep hearing, he's going to be James Bond.
I heard it was going to be Pauly Shore.
All right, so this week, this new show on Adult Swim called My Adventures with Superman. It's going to be on 7/6, My Adventures with Superman. Jack Quaid.
Okay, is it funny?
No, I think it's like a real Superman kind of drama. I haven't watched it yet, so I don't know. But
okay,
Jack Quaid is doing the voice of Superman from The Boys.
I'll give that a views just to see.
Yeah. I like Adult Swim fair.
Yeah,
and,
Adult Swim fair, but
Shark Week started this week. Anybody watching any of that?
Oh, Discovery got its period.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be on at my house for sure.
I usually find at least one show to watch during Shark Week that I find interesting.
Yeah.
And Nimona on Netflix. Did anybody watch that? This is based on a graphic novel. Everybody seems to be talking about it online. Nimona.
RuPaul voice. Nope.
Chloe Grace Moretz does the voice of the main character. I don't know. People are talking about it's supposed to be good, and the graphic novel is very popular, I guess, that it's based on.
Well, we'll see. I'm definitely going to watch that Superman show at least once just to see what it's like.
Yeah.
Stuff. All right, let's do staff picks real quick, and then we got to go. Steph, you go first, because I'm curious about this one.
This one, it's already on Max, HBO Max, the first few episodes. It's coming out week by week. They drop a new one, but it's Robert Downey Jr.
It's like Jay Leno's Garage, only it's Iron Man doing it.
Yeah, but what he's doing is he started that eco initiative, and he, you know, kind of put it in his money where his mouth is. And he is a huge car lover. I mean, he has so many classic cars and all this stuff. So what he's doing is he is converting a lot of the cars that he has to, you know, electric or solar, but doing it in a way to where they do not lose the power, which is, you know, that's always a big concern with gearheads and people that love muscle cars, is that you're going to lose the power, I mean, without the gas. Mm. And it's really cool to watch him transform a lot of these vehicles. The first episode is he had this humongous truck that was purple, and it was I think they called it the Thanos or something like that, and they converted that to all electric. And they actually go to a military base, and they pull this giant ass thing with it, so it has that much torque even with it being electric or whatever. So it's pretty, and he's funny. He's so not about, like, he doesn't like cram it down your throat. I can't say it enough. I'm like, this is his thing, but he's not like, you know, where you're just like, oh, shut up. So it's really cool, but it's called Downey's Dream Car. So each episode it's a different vehicle, and he's doing it different. And like the one I just watched, they're converting it to, everything was all run on French fried grease.
Wow. Oh, French fried grease. So.
Yeah.
Biodiesel, which is
exactly.
All right, so it's not just, you know, the lithium that, you know.
No, they're doing different shit.
In a mine for $1 a day.
No, they're doing different shit. It's and it's different cars, and some of the cars he's already had them customized, and they're converting them to something else. And then other cars are straight up from the junkyard.
Okay.
And they're doing them from the ground up.
And mine is Segura's got a new Netflix special called The Sledgehammer.
Oh, can't wait for that.
Dropping on July 4th.
Nice. He was very funny on this past weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, he was. Let's see. Mine is The Horror of Dolores Roach. Starts on the 7th. So this coming Friday on Prime. It's an 8-episode series. It's kind of like a mixture. It's by Blumhouse, but it's kind of like a mixture of The Bear meets Dexter. She's like a masseuse who gets out of prison early, and she starts working in the basement of her friend's restaurant to get her masseuse business going. But she starts, I think, taking out bad people.
It's kind of like Sweeney Todd too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Very similar. But yeah, it looks really good. And it starts on this coming Friday, the 7th.
Is there a bunch of singing? Is it musical?
No. Oh, okay. It looks like The Bear. Right. I mean, it looks a lot like it's shot very chaotic, kind of like The Bear.
I have got to get into The Bear, at least the second season. I'm going to start watching it. Speaking of that Tom Segura special, I didn't know that he had a weird beef going with Garth Brooks. Did you guys know?
Oh, yeah. Dude. I've been on that for years. Yeah.
Just by the claiming that he's a serial killer and it's a joke, but now all of Garth Brooks fans post on his page. And
it's Segura's fans posting on Garth Brooks's page, and he gets so pissed.
Yeah. Well, I like Garth Brooks, but I'm going to say that he deserves it because he won't anything. He won't stream any of his music. Like, who's driving around in a car with a friggin' CD? Anyway.
Why is he killing all these people when he goes to a concert?
I understand. He has a bloodlust that must be. mine is the Ashley Madison Affair, a docuseries about the hack where they blackmailed Ashley Madison. They were going to release all the names, and some got released, and that creepy Duggar guy, he was in it. And that's starts on Hulu on the 4th.
So I remember that was one of your old sponsors on Regular Guys, wasn't it?
They bought time, and everybody was against it. I think we were all against it, and we made fun of it so much that they canceled their ad buy. But yeah,
didn't they have they were like, "Ooh, Ashley Madison" or something. Yeah. It was like a real soulful. Yeah,
I was supportive of it, not because I like them, but it's just like, shut up about it and take the money. You know, we had all sorts of different ads. And I don't want to talk about the ads that are on my station because I don't want to get in trouble. But I'm just saying that, you know, somebody's got to pay the bills. Might as well be Ashley Madison. All right. Steph, what's going on with Barkville? Anything new?
The same old, same old. We just need some fosters. So if you are willing to even temporary foster, that would be great. Just go to BarkvilleDogRescue.org and fill out the application. We can use your help doing anything. We can definitely use your money. We really need some money big time. And, you know, while we're talking about this dog stuff, I would love to give a big shout out to the city of Athens, Georgia. What a bunch of turds for the fact that they refuse to move their fireworks from across the street of their animal shelter. So they had to try and find enough people in Athens to foster and take these dogs out of the shelter because Athens were such cocksuckers, they couldn't just move the fireworks. So yay, Athens, Georgia. Biggest pricks.
Michael Stipe couldn't do anything about that.
Well, you know, that's what kills me. They're supposed to be like such a kind of a group, like more of a groovier, more forward thinking, whatever. I don't know. But it was just a real garbage move on their point.
That is so lame.
Yeah, move the fireworks out to the stadium or something.
I mean, yeah, you're going to have them right across the street from the animal shelter. I mean, Jesus Christ. It's not bad enough that they're in the animal shelter.
It's almost sundown, which means since it's the proximity to the 4th of July, like mortars have been going off all night. They were off all night last night. I told my wife, and it's kind of sad, but it did bring a smile to my face. As soon as I heard the first big one go off last night, in my head, it triggered, I need to go up, get up and go calm down Rocky. And Rocky is our big bulldog who passed away last year. He was such a big bundle of love and such a great dog. I love that guy. And, but it was, you know, I was like, oh, you know what I mean? Cause you have this muscle memory or whatever, your condition. Cause he hated it. The other two dogs never really cared and they still don't care. You know, like the world could blow up and Izzy would just snore through it. But Rocky, it would drive him nuts and he would whine. And even if it was a 20 miles away and he just heard a roll. So that was in my first instinct. So, don't have fireworks, massive fireworks displays next to an animal shelter.
Steph, does that calm down spray work? Have you seen that?
I don't think that works. I think if you're better off to just give them straight up trazodone. And if you don't have any trazodone, give them some Benadryl.
Benadryl.
You can give them a couple of Benadryl, try and knock them out a little bit, make them sleepy. We try to turn the TV up loud, whatever we can do to drown it out. I mean, because, you know, we got these douchebags across the street. My God. I mean, they really think that they're putting on, you know, it's like the centennial across the street. I mean, they are so ridiculous. That's what I was telling the guys before the show started. It's like they're driving the Redeemer up and down the road. it's crazy, but... Yeah. So, but anyway, if you can help us, go to BarkvilleDogRescue.org. I appreciate it. I get my new foster this Thursday or Friday when, as soon as he's not sick anymore, when they took him from the shelter, he had like everything. Everything was wrong with him. So I can't get him until they get him all healed up. And so I took a temporary one, as you guys know, and it did not work out.
Yes, I saw that.
So we had to let her go to another lady's house, but she's super sweet. She just is not, we just didn't have the setup for her here with us having as many other dogs. And she is strong AF, my God, but a sweetheart, like a razorback that you could put in like baby clothes.
Awesome.
Keep it canine.
Keep it canine.
Out there and adopt and don't shop, you pricks. Keep it canine. Until next week, you also need to remember to
keep it canine.